A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders came up and said to him, "Tell us, by what authority you do these things, or who is it that gave you this authority?" He answered them, "I also will ask you a question. Now tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from man?" And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, all the people will stone us to death, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third, and this one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jason Wolter, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Sterling, Nebraska, and St. John's Lutheran Church, Tecumseh, Nebraska.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Power. That's what this confrontation between Jesus and the religious leaders of Jerusalem was all about. The Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the other supposed spiritual leaders, they all liked having power, and they liked all the perks that went along with it. Therefore, they were always looking for ways to expand their authority and gain even more power. And it's also why they were so eager to silence anyone who might threaten their authority, including Jesus, whom they hated and opposed every chance they got. When the chief priests, scribes, and elders asked him, "By what authority do you do these things?" These things that they were talking about included the fact that he taught in the temple and the synagogues as one who had authority, and that he had the power to heal on the Sabbath, raise the dead, and even to forgive sins. And just prior to this confrontation with the religious leaders, Jesus had cleansed the temple of the money changers and the other unholy parasites who had converted God's sacred house into a place of greed, ambition, and lawlessness. By all of these things, Jesus showed that not only did he have divine power, but also the authority from God himself to use it. And everyone knew it, even the religious leaders, despite their claims of ignorance on the matter. They should have known where Jesus' authority came from because he himself had already told them. In John 8:28, he said to them, "I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as my Father taught me." And if there really were any doubts about who Jesus was and where his authority came from, in just a few days after this, the religious leaders themselves would erase those doubts by taking Jesus outside the walls of the city, nailing him to a cross and killing him, just as Jesus said they would in the parable of the wicked tenants. On that day, they not only proved that they themselves were the tenants from that parable, but also that the one they killed was none other than the son of the owner of the vineyard. But they already knew that, and that's why they feared him. But they didn't have to fear him. After all, Jesus had not come to be served by them, but to serve them. He was not interested in growing or expanding any kingdom other than the kingdom of God. Yes, his authority was from God, but he had not come to use that authority to enrich his own personal life at their expense, but rather to lay his life down for them and for all people. At some point, the religious leaders were going to have to face the fact that Jesus did have divine authority and power. But Jesus was not their problem. As he pointed out in the parable, their problem was that they were all tenants who wanted to be owners, to rule over vineyards of their own. In their lust for power and status, they killed the son, trying to inherit the vineyard by force. Their problem was that they wanted to get rid of God so they could be the gods of their own lives. And too often, that's our problem too. Like them, we also have tried to cast the Son out of our lives because we want to be in charge, the rulers of our own little kingdoms. We know what God's word says, but our sinful pride doesn't want to submit to his will or be his servants. That's what caused problems for our first parents, who wanted to be gods of the garden, and that original sin of pride is still causing problems for us today. But the fact is, whatever kingdoms we might want to rule over, they will all pass away. None of them will last, and none of them will ever bring us true joy or peace. The only kingdom that has those things and lasts forever is the one ruled by the Father and his Son and the Holy Spirit. And no one can gain that kingdom for themselves. It can only be inherited by those who have, by grace through faith, been called the children of God. And now, on account of the Son, who laid down his life for us, his sheep, that is what we are. Through the waters of baptism, our Heavenly Father has adopted us to be his own dearly loved children, changing us not only from sinners into saints, but also from servants into sons. And through faith in his Son, we have inherited from our Father a vineyard full of his gracious gifts, including forgiveness, life, and salvation. Therefore, as the holy and beloved children of God, may we, by faith, continue receiving all of our Father's blessings with gratefulness and respond to his grace by sharing those blessings with others, so that in all things Christ may be glorified in us. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jason Walter for this meditation on God's Word.